The Affordable Health Care Act, whether you call it social justice or socialism, today it's a battle over the meaning of federalism in the U.S. Supreme Court. Approach the bench on this Monday, March 26th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good Monday morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
The Supreme Court, health care, and the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. Also, Santorum wins Louisiana but gets no momentum. And the War Room, reexamined. You're talking about health care and the arguments before the Supreme Court this week. A listener from Rhode Island sent us this text. If I had to pay, I'd be forced to go on food stamps, I think. How would a requirement to have health insurance have an impact on you? Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. And let's go to the morning's top headlines.
That's at the top of the news. The Supreme Court begins 3 days of oral arguments today on the legality of President Obama's sweeping health care legislation. At issue, whether the federal government oversteps its bounds by requiring most Americans to buy health insurance or pay a penalty. 26 states brought the suit, contending that the law violates the Constitution. More hearings are taking place this week, but a ruling won't come until later this summer. We'll talk more about this in just a few minutes.
President Obama meets with China's president today on the side of a two-day nuclear security summit in South Korea. Mr. Obama previously met with outgoing Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The two countries agreed that North Korea must not provoke animosity through its nuclear program.
We are going to be both sending messages to North Korea that they should not go forward with this missile launch, which would violate existing UN Security Council resolutions.
South Korea this morning, meanwhile, suggested it would shoot down any rocket launched by the North Koreans. Meanwhile, at a speech to college students, President Obama said the U.S. will no longer try and bribe the North to abandon its aggressive ways.
Know this, there will be no rewards for provocations. Those days are over.
The president also said the danger of nuclear terrorism remains one of the greatest threats to global security.
Republican Rick Santorum had some harsh words for his rival Mitt Romney. Santorum is campaigning in Wisconsin and trying to capitalize on reservations that conservatives have about Romney.
Pick any other Republican in the country. He is the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama. Why would Wisconsin want to vote for someone like that?
The next set of GOP primaries comes next Tuesday in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Wisconsin.
A man wearing an Afghan army uniform opened fire this morning on a NATO base in southern Afghanistan, killing two British soldiers. There have been more than 45 attacks on Afghans on NATO troops since 2007. Meanwhile, the wife of the army soldier charged in the deadly shooting spree in Afghanistan says she finds the allegations unbelievable. Carolyn Bales tells NBC News her husband is very brave and courageous. Staff Sergeant Bales is accused of killing 17 Afghan civilians in a rampage earlier this month. Afghan police said this morning an unborn child was one of the victims, explaining a discrepancy between U.S. and Afghan death toll reports.
Only minor damage is reported in Center Chile following a 7.1 magnitude earthquake. It was the strongest tremor to hit that country since a powerful quake struck 2 years ago. And Kentucky will be the only number one seed in the Final Four of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. The Wildcats continued their march to the win by trouncing Baylor 82-70. Only 8 points apart, though. It's not necessarily a trouncing. Ohio State and Kansas knocked off number one seeds Syracuse and North Carolina over the weekend. Fourth-seeded Louisville is also in the Final Four after beating out Florida.
Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures on Wall Street are on the plus side, but have been mixed for much of the morning. The Dow gets underway at 13,080. The S&P opens at 1,397. And the NASDAQ opens at 3067. Jay, did you hear that right? Worst Republican in the universe? Is that what Santorum said about Mitt Romney? We'd like you to weigh in on that. Who do you think the actual worst Republican in the universe
is? What's the standard?
What is that about? What is he saying? People of Wisconsin, please call us. Today, the Supreme Court hears a challenge to President Obama's health care law. We're asking you, how would a requirement to have health insurance have an impact on your life? We have a chronically ill child, says this listener from New Jersey. We already went bankrupt because of my daughter's medical bills, even with insurance. We welcome this new option with open hands. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the legalisms behind health care with Jeffrey Rosen.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.